with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance was the very special guest host on the Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show today. Vice President Vance says he craves national unity right now.
Now, I have heard many calls in the last few days for unity and for healing in the wake of Charlie's assassination. You have no idea how desperately I want that, how gratified I was when Democratic friends and even former Senate colleagues reached out to offer their condolences to me. I'm so thankful.
A special memorial service for Charlie Kirk will be held in his home state of Arizona this coming Sunday, and it will be broadcast by many of these same radio stations. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is vowing to investigate leftist organizations following the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even as the Trump White House mourns the loss of Kirk and fondly remembers him, the administration is gearing up for a fight. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller appeared on the Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show.
We are going to use every resource we have at the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, and destroy these networks.
The warning comes during a volatile period in America, which has resulted in political figures on both the right and the left coming under physical attack. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has announced the deployment of the National Guard to Memphis to combat crime, testing the limits of presidential power by using military force in cities. Trump made Monday's announcement with Tennessee Governor Bill Lee calling it a replica of efforts in Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow by 49 points, the Nasdaq rose 207. This is SRN News. Pro-family billboards are coming down in Canada, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
They say, let kids be, stop medical transitions for minors. And they were up in several locations in Ontario thanks to a pro-family group. But LGBT advocates were outraged and pressured local politicians to pressure the billboard company, and now all the signs are coming down. Even so, there is a growing backlash in Canada against sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children who want to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sister Vasa Larin is an American nun who's best known for teaching about the Eastern Orthodox faith to thousands of viewers on YouTube. But she was ousted as a nun in the U.S. branch of the Russian Orthodox Church after she criticized its leader's blessing of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Moscow Church has already censured dissenting priests within Russia. This is SRN News. A long-missing 140-year-old shipwreck has been found in Wisconsin.
The F.J. King was a 144-foot, three-masted schooner built in 1867 in Toledo, Ohio. The ship carried cargo across the Great Lakes for 19 years before she went down in a storm on September 15, 1886. Searchers have been looking for the ship since the 1970s. Waves ruptured her seams, and after several hours of pumping, Captain William Griffin ordered his men into the ship's yawl boat. The schooner finally sank bow first around 2 a.m. The crew were rescued by a passing schooner. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is urging the state's voters to reject a November ballot proposal to rejigger districts that he said would erode Democratic principles. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.